Hello. Are you there, Don? Trying to talk. Let me know if you get me unmuted so that I'm not having a one-sided conversation here. You want to call me back? You can hear me? If you can, the number's 239.
Terry, do you hear me?
I
Do you hear
do
me?
now, yes.
Okay. All right. All right.
And this is
We're
Don,
all
correct?
set. Because it is. Dan is
Well,
not
thank
with
you. I was having a great conversation with myself.
us. Well, I know what it is. Anyway, are you ready to go?
Oh, yeah, whenever you guys are, that's fine.
Okay, I need 5 seconds for my engineer. My co-host, Dan Perkins, is on assignment, but we have here Terry Moore. He's here to talk about selling a small business. It's a difficult, time-consuming, wrenching experience, and Terry's here to tell us a little bit better how to do it. Terry, welcome to the program.
Don, thank you. It's great to be here.
Oh, Terry, first tell us a little bit about yourself personally, then a little bit about what you do, and then finally your website.
Okay, well, the website will be terrymonroe.com, and I'll repeat that later, Don. What I do is I'm an old entrepreneur, started out years ago buying, selling, starting businesses, and over the course of time now, I've owned over 40 different businesses. I had a sickness for a long time, Don, and it was called dealitis. I just couldn't pass up a deal. And I ended up owning all sorts of things, lots of restaurants. I own TV station, radio station, manufacturing, service stations, just about anything you could think of. And I was in the video rental business even prior to Blockbuster. That's how dated it was. And my big claim to fame was that I did get lucky because the neat thing about these businesses is that they're not all going to be winners, but anytime you go into a Walmart Supercenter around the United States and you see up in front the haircutter and the optical guy, in the 90s, if you saw a video rental store, that was mine. I was a vendor to Walmart, had 155 stores, US, Canada, everywhere, took it public. So the reason I share this with people is I've owned so many different businesses that I've managed to pretty well mess up everything that you can think of. I've made more mistakes, and it's unfathomable how many mistakes I've made. And what I discovered over the years, Don, was that I wasn't as good as operator as I thought I was. You know, when you're in the heat of the moment and you're owning your own business, and you're blowing and going, and you're reacting to customers and vendors and to the public, that you think you're pretty good when you're making money. Well, I wasn't as good as operator as I thought I was, but what I found out that I was real good at finding deals and putting deals together, which is what prompted me to discover that there was nobody to help me in this pursuit of how do you get out of these things. You know, in life, relationships and businesses, I've discovered they're both easier to get in than they are to get out of. And so I had all these businesses, and I was operating six, seven, eight at one time, and I couldn't figure out how to get rid of these things. So I didn't know there was such a thing as a business broker or a business intermediary to help you. So I started my own company, American Business Brokers and Advisors, and I ran that, and I'm still running that 18 years later. And I've worked up the food chain where I help anywhere. I used to do a lot of little mom-and-pop businesses, Main Street businesses, we call them. And now I do a lot of M&A stuff, which is just bigger deals, basically. Now, which prompted me to write this recent book that I wrote, and you can shut me off anytime you want here, Don, but the most recent book I wrote is Selling with Certainty. straightforward advice for cashing in on the full value of your business.
Wait, Terry. Stop right there. Say it slowly. The name of your book is?
Selling with Certainty. Straightforward advice for cashing in on the full value of your business.
Well, we all want that.
We do, but that's the catch to it, Don. Most people don't know how to do it. And as a baby boomer, that's what's happening in the marketplace now. There has been a bit of big fear for the years now that all these baby boomers, 77 million baby boomers in the United States, 10,000 a day are retiring. There's going to be more people getting out of business than there are people getting into business. And all of a sudden what happens is the baby boomers, since I are one, people wake up and they decide they want to get out of this business and sell it. In the book, I talk about the dismal deeds, which is something we do not want to have. Everybody in life, Don, has significant life-impacting events. And that, the dismal deeds would be death, disease, divorce, partnership, dissolution, disruption in the business, things of that nature. And most business owners wait too long to try to get out of these things, and they stumble, and they don't get the full value for their business. And that's what really, really just bothered me. And I thought, you know, I can't help the world, but I can help these people so they don't make all the same mistakes that I made. And the book is a template to share with people just really simple, common sense things and true life stories that I've experienced over the years, mistakes I've made, and many case studies of other people. For example, Don, one of the things, you know, people said they want to sell their business. Generally, they don't even know what they're selling. They don't know the value. They don't know how to value. They don't know where to get the value. And ultimately, they end up leaving lots of money on the table. And it's so sad because I hate to see anybody do this. Like I said, I messed it up. And a lot of people think that when they sell their business, they think they're like selling a car or a house, you know. And it's really nothing like that. Selling a business is like trying to put your hands around Jell-O. It's a living, moving, breathing entity. And it's constantly changing. The value is changing. It's not worth the same today as it was a year ago, and it won't be the same next year. And it's generally the largest financial asset that an individual has on their financial statement is their business. But they don't treat it accordingly. And so my role is to get in there, you know, and share with them how to walk through this so that they don't get blindsided. And you mentioned something earlier, you know, most people procrastinate. They just wait too long.
Okay.
Well,
let's take a little bit at a time, okay, Terry? I happen to agree with you. Okay. Well, let's start with what you just said. People wait too late. Well, one of the things we've noted over the years in our studies and our working with small business is that more and more sons and daughters don't want to go into a family business. They don't want to do the 24/7. Have you found that to be a case?
Oh, Don, boy, you hit a nerve there. It's exactly right. It's just the next generation doesn't want to do what mom and dad did, and they don't want to work that hard. It's a lot of work. And fortunately, the smart ones will share that with their parents. Mom, dad, I don't want to do that. I sell a lot of second, third generation businesses, and the worst thing you can do, Don, is to force the kids into the business that didn't want to be there. And so, yes, and so that's what they, you know, I talk to people all the time. They're building this business for the family, and the kids don't want anything to do with it.
Well, that's one. My next question is, how do you recognize that you want to sell a business?
Ooh, I love that question. It's a why question. You got to make sure that you really want to do it. As we say, you know, you can't be half pregnant in business. And so what we suggest is we say, look, you think you know, you think you want to go play golf, and that's what you're going to do. You're going to get rid of this business. You're going to sit around and play golf. You're going to go fish. If that's what you really think you want to do, take a month off. Act like, check out for a month. Try a different lifestyle. You may just need your batteries recharged, and then come back and try it again. Because you got to ask yourself these questions. You got to. It really starts with you as the why.
Okay. I guess my next question is, why don't you sell it to some of your employees?
You got good questions. I like this.
There's I've been in this area a long time.
I can tell. You have. Because as a lot of people say, I'll just sell it to my employees. Well, first of all, let's back up and figure out what we're selling to make sure we're going to get full value out of it. Secondly, it won't work. There's an employee brain. There's an entrepreneurial brain. The employees are doing all the work now, but they don't have the risk factor built into them, even though they have the capability. I've sold a lot of businesses to my employees, financed them, helped them, and I got them all. I'd say probably 90% of them I had to repossess and get back. They just don't have the stomach for it. So I'm generalizing, but generally it doesn't work.
That's very interesting to me. I've often wondered about that. I always use an example. Many years ago, a local barber was dying, and he sold the business to his 22-year-old assistant, and she took the risk, whereas the other two people who were older in the shop didn't want any part of it. And now, almost 40 years later, she's still there. So, you know, you're right. You have to have a willingness to risk. But then let's go on to the next question, which is, you figure out, well, okay, I can live in retirement, or more often, let me ask you this, do you also see people sell and then start a new, different business?
Not that often. Not as often as people think. Most of the time, the people that I work with, like I said, are baby boomers. If you were... You and I both know, Don, that if we were 40 years old, we would take the cash and do it again. And most people look at life like the way I do. It's linear, and I've already burned up X number of years, and I've only got X number of years left. So the ones that I'm dealing with are 55, 60, and above, and they're looking at a different lifestyle. They're wanting to check out and do something else. And now what I suggest they do is take all that knowledge and experience that they've got. And if they want to go invest in other businesses and let someone else be an operator, that's generally what we see happening. They want to get out of operations. Have you seen the same thing, Don?
I'm having a little trouble. Do you hear me now, Terry?
Oh, I hear you fine, yes.
I'm having a little trouble with the system. Hold on a second.
Sure.
Terry, we're gonna. I'm gonna. A funny thing happened. For some reason, the our recording is ending.
This stuff's great when it works, Don.
I've been doing this for years, but not so much for yours as for the next one coming in, because they can't call in once it ends, and I don't know why it's ending now.
You want to reschedule it and do it again? Or how do you want to
do
it?
No, I scheduled two hours. No, you're a fascinating thing. That all of a sudden, it's just closing off. You're not hearing this, so I've got to change this.
No, I'm just hearing you.
Terry, we're going to finish yours, but what I'm going to have to do is, oh, boy. Terry, let me ask you a question. Can you call back at 3 o'clock?
Eastern time?
Yeah.
Yes. Sure.
Okay. I've got to restart everything, and I don't know why it happened, but something just happened to the board, so I've got to do some tech.
No big deal. I'll call you back at 3 o'clock, Don.
Because it's fascinating. And you and I are going to have a great interview. But I have to finish this stuff. So I'll see you at 3:05. Okay?
5 minutes to 3, I'll call you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Don.